lift my eyes up. just as we started singing that song, or as the music actually was starting, I felt the Lord saying exactly that, to lift up your head. I was about to bow my head, and I felt like the Lord saying, no, lift up your head. And immediately felt this encouragement from the Lord, very much along the lines of what Josh prayed there for himself. But I think this is for many of us in this room. Many of us think more about our faults than we should. And I'm not saying, and the Lord isn't saying, there isn't a time to bring your weaknesses to the Lord, and there needs to be repentance, there needs to be all those things. Yes, don't forget all the other sermons and things that the Lord has said to us about those things. But we sometimes, many of us, our natural way of approaching the Lord is with bowed head. And again, Scripture, I don't want anyone to get the impression that that's not good. It is good too. But I feel like the Lord is saying, no, lift up your head. You have confessed. You've repented. Yes, you're not trying to hide your faults from me. You're not trying to justify your sin. So lift up your head and look what I want to do in you. Look what I want to do through you. Lift up your head and look at what I am doing in you and what I have planned for you. Lift up your head and rejoice in who you are in me. Rejoice in the fact that you are my child. Rejoice in the fact that I fill you and I want to fill you more. Stop concentrating on your faults. Stop concentrating on your shortcomings. Stop concentrating on the stuff you're still struggling with. Yes, I still want you to struggle, and as in fight the good fight and all of that. But don't fix your eyes on that. Fix your eyes on me. Lift up your heads and look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I am, who I am, the fact that I am. Lift up your eyes to me. And rather than concentrating on your faults and your sin, again, not forgetting everything that God has taught us about all those things and repentance and such. Absolutely not. But lift up your eyes. That's the words that I hear him saying to us right now in that song. And yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because I had kind of two different experiences this past week. They both happened at night. But I'd come down the one night and I was just listening to some teaching, and all of a sudden I just felt this like heaviness, and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to be attacked. I just felt that I had to kneel, so I could hardly actually, it was so heavy, I could hardly actually make it to the couch. And I knelt, and then I'm like, nope, I've got to be laying down. There was just heaviness. But then it was like, oh, this is a good heaviness. And it just, like, I had so much peace. So there was just this. But it's interesting because there it was that bowing down kind of thing. And then last night I was up and I was just sitting, and sometimes when I pray, like I close my eyes and I see this ball of light, and like often when I see it, it's like, oh, I know that the Holy Spirit, that's one way the Holy Spirit talks to me, and like it's right here. And just as I sat and I'm like, oh Lord, do you want to share anything? It just kept expanding and just filled my whole, like it was just bright, like as I closed my eyes. And so, like, there's that both, right? Like, of that we come sometimes bow down, and yet God ministers, but sometimes, like, I just felt I was looking up, and there was this light, and so I just really want to agree with that. So.
Yeah, God was showing me thankfulness as well, right? Again, I felt like don't discard all the to-dos or whatever, right? These things that we strive for, but to, where would you be without me right now? He said, where would you be? Like, think about that. Like, what have I already done? Like, wow. And so I just, I'm so thankful right now for this place that I'm at because of his great work.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize, I don't know who this is ministering to most or whatever, but some of us concentrate far too much on what we aren't doing right. We've gone to an overbalance, like we've gone into the ditch of concentrating far too much on what you aren't and what you haven't conquered yet and the sin that's still there and all of this. We've gone far too much to that. And I just hear the Lord calling you back to that middle place, and it's by looking up. Look up, look up, look to him, look to who he is.
In the beauty of holiness.
See you, Son of Righteousness. So we bring all that we possess to lay at your feet in the place where your glory shines. Jesus, lover of all mankind, so you draw us with lives of love to make us complete. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. And so I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could. So I pause at your gate. more as my heart and my spirit soar. And I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. I could love you more, my God and my King. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar. And I wish I could love you more, my God and my King.
Got this picture of being in a house, and because I was saying I'm bringing my bottles to you, my containers to you, and it was like on Easter morning when you do your Easter egg hunt, which we don't do anymore, but it was so much joy as he's like, "Kay, go look, I've put bottles in your life, like I've given you bottles and I'm giving you more, go look for them." And then you'd find them and be like, "Oh, I've got another one, fill it." And then you keep looking, but there's just so much joy as I was looking for these containers. He's like, "Yep, and I will fill them, and I'll keep giving you more and more containers."
Revelation song?
Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who's worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Don't weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed, and he is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. And he had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. And each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped.
Lion and the Lamb.
Coming on the clouds, kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. And who can stop the Lord Almighty? And our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah is roaring in power. Sins of the world, his blood breaks the chains. And midst of the Lord Almighty? And who can stop 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 the Lord?
I just wanted to share a picture that I was getting during that song. So in my mind's eye, I saw a marketplace, and but in Bible times, and it was this song like we were singing, and it was like a musical. And you know how musicals work, for those of you who like musicals, you know. Everyone's kind of doing their thing in the marketplace, and the song starts, and then everyone's singing in the marketplace, and there's choreographed dancing and everything, and then it's back to normal
marketplace life after the song is done. And I think that is the way it's supposed to be. Our lives are like a musical. And in the midst of our day, we begin to praise, and we hear the song and we start singing along. And maybe it's the praise and the song of other believers around us, and maybe it's we hear the angels singing and we notice the Spirit is on the move, and we just break out in song and whatever song he sings, and we choreograph our lives to his movements and that. But it was just so joyous, and everyone was dancing in the marketplace and all of that. And so, Lord, we do want that to be our lives, where we are, even in the midst of our day and just going about our thing, just to join you in song and celebration and or whatever the song you bring, just to join you in it.
Certainly, this is a prayer for myself, but I just want to say it out loud. And Heavenly Father, I confess to you where I've received the pity of the priest and the Levite who looked at me and pitied me but didn't act. And I confess my self-pity, and then I look at you and as the Samaritan who pitied me and loved me, and I received that. I forgive the priest and the Levite symbolically in my life. And I invite your love, and I come to this place so thankful right now of the great work that you have done. And I just break off that false humility, that false pity, that self-pity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Consuming fire.
Must be more than this. Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. And there must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you. Fill us anew. Fill us anew, we pray. Spirit of God, fall in this place. Lord, have your way, and Lord, have your way with us. And come like a rushing wind, and clothe us with set the captives free and leave us abandoned to your praise. Lord, let your glory fall. Oh, Lord, let your glory fall.
Lord, I want to thank you for what you did this morning. For how you're working in me, for how you're working in all of us. I want to thank you for Emmanuel Grace, that for this body that you've put together. Thank you for Kevin and Carlene. Thank you for you, for leading. So, Lord, I ask that, that you would continue to fill us as we find empty jars that you've placed in our lives. That we wouldn't settle with what we have. That we would just continually bring more empty jars for you to fill. Like Kevin talked about that. If you fill them with prayer, then we pray. If you fill them with praise, then we sing. Whatever you have for us, Lord, that we wouldn't miss out on any of it. Thank you that you're a consuming fire that burns up what isn't needed. Wherever we go from here this week, Lord, that fire would burn even hotter in all of us. As we come into contact with stuff that we could pass on part of you to people that we meet, to situations that we encounter. And I thank you that you're with us every step of the way.